Welcome to Healthcare Insurance 101. Independent insurance agent with us, as always, and that would be Kathy Cacciola. Good morning and happy 4th.
Good morning and happy birthday, America.
God, can you believe it? 250.
250 years. This wonderful experiment called America.
That's right. Now, how well do you remember the bicentennial? I remember that.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Absolutely. And seeing where we're at now, 250 years, and still pretty decent.
It is. It really is. If you've spent any time in other countries, you would more appreciate where you live.
You look at with the World Cup going on, and a lot of these people coming from other countries, they just love America.
They do.
I mean, you've seen these stuff on the news.
I have.
People are just ecstatic.
Yeah.
They drank Boston dry.
They did. And they just were so fascinated with the big gulp.
You know? Buc-ee's.
And Buc-ee's.
Okay, Waffle House.
And all these things that we take for granted.
Well, let them stick around. They're going to need a health care insurance for some of the stuff that they...
For sure.
And speaking of, annual enrollment's not too far away. Okay.
Yeah, we will be able to share with you the plans and what they look like on October 1st.
Right.
Now, I'm going to have an open house the 5th through the 9th, so you can come in and bring what you have, and we'll take a look at it and see what that's going to turn into. I don't know that I believe this is going to be a pivotal year because they have these Medicare Advantage plans have really changed a lot over the last year.
Landscape has changed.
The landscape has changed over the last year, and they'll change drastically, I believe, again. Now, one of the things that's really frustrating us as agents is they will take this company or that company will take a plan off the market mid-year. And you know how they do that? They make them non-commissionable, meaning the agents that sell them, they're free to sell them, but they won't get paid for them.
See, that's just so wrong.
So about halfway through the year, they've done that with several plans that were very, very popular because they reached a point where we've got all the members we want. We don't want any more. And the way to make sure that they don't get any more is they take them off all platforms so you can't enroll, and they make them non-commissionable so the agent will not enroll them. So that's happened universally.
Really?
With the prescription drug plans. I help people with their prescription drug plans every year. I want them to call me with the plan, with the prescription drug list that they have,
right,
with the dosages, and then I'll recommend to them which one they should have. But last couple of years, all of the drug plans have become non-commissionable. So
again,
we're doing that for free.
See, this is your livelihood,
and it is.
And if you know Kathy like I know Kathy, Kathy isn't out there to give people the jam. Trust me. I've known her for a long time, and she has set me up with mine, and she does this because she cares about people. But again, we all have to make a living, and these outfits that are putting the screws to the independent agent is just so wrong.
Absolutely wrong. That's what's happening, though, in the industry. So we're curious. We haven't. You know, AHIP is out, which is the Medicare portion that
right.
you have to pass every year. But the companies have not introduced their plans yet. So we can't really tell accurately what they're going to look like or, you know, what's going to be the rules. There has been a few things announced, though, so far by CMS, Centers for Medicare Services, that the deductible on your Part D or your drug plan.
Right.
Currently, Medicare has that set at $615.
Okay.
That deductible only applies to tiers 3, 4, and 5. That is your name brand or higher cost drugs.
Okay.
Next year, that's going to $700. That's quite a jump.
$615 to $700?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So if you are taking name brand drugs or anything that's... There are some generics that are actually high end too, meaning they're very, very expensive. There's a few that will fall into that tier 3, 4, and 5.
So that'll be the first couple of months you're going to get jammed quick again, right?
Yeah, the first couple of months when the first
right.
couple of months of the year is when you're going to pay the most if you're taking
right.
tiers 3, 4, and 5. And the other thing is currently the maximum out-of-pocket, what you pay in copays, is set at $2,000.
Okay.
So once you reach that in out-of-pocket that you actually pay, then your prescription drugs cost you nothing the remainder of the year.
Okay.
That's going to $2,400.
Oh, boy.
For 2027. So those are the two things that have been announced so far, but they will make a decision on the Part B standard premium. Currently, it's at $202.90.
Right.
And that's for people, it is means tested. So that's people under the certain thresholds that they have established in income. So the standard rate's $202.90. They'll make that decision sometime in probably November or December for January.
Depending on the cost of living.
And that's going to be based on the COLA, which is how much increase you get in your Social Security check. So they'll look at that, and if they're giving you, let's say, I'm just going to use last year's guide. Last year, I believe it was 2.3% we got as a COLA, and they took the Part B from 185 to 202.90. That was a big increase.
That's a big increase, yes.
It was.
Well, it's like you can't get ahead.
No,
I mean, you just
not.
Can't get ahead.
Yes.
But nope. I understand a lot of the people that do the HMOs because they get some plans will give your Part B back, but
is up that, to 185.
Right. But is that going to change? You guys don't know yet. But
we don't know yet, but we suspect that some of that will be cut back. And that's only a suspicion because we haven't been introduced to the plans for next year yet.
Now, because you have to be the accreditation has to be there before you can start giving ideas as to what these plans are going to be. I thought that was starting to smooth and starting already. But has there been a log jam for this or what?
So the last week in June was when AHIP opened. That's the Medicare portion. That has to be done before all of the companies open up and do their accreditations and their certifications. Now, I've so far gotten one company completed their certifications simply because they do not require AHIP. But all the rest of them do require it. So you have to pass that one first.
Okay.
And there's been a lot of changes in that test. It's been pretty standard for the last 20 years. But now they've changed it up and there's different questions than we've seen before. So it's a little harder for people to get through. Agents to get through.
See, gosh. Why do they make you guys, your job so much harder for trying to help people out? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. I mean,
there's a lot of other, agents for other things that never have to go through this.
I know, right?
Yeah, General Lines never have to go through their annual accreditation with all the companies they work with. And they sell, home and auto.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Home and auto and commercial and that type of thing.
They don't have to go through the...
They don't have to go through any of that, no. It's just the people who deal with health insurance.
Now, if you're coming up on 65, the way this thing falls, and depending when you're coming up on 65, if you give Kathy a 3 to 4 months a head start, it's going to be near the time where the new plans for 27 are going to be coming, so this could be a train wreck.
Yeah, I always suggest when you're going to be turning 65. Everyone knows this. So 3 months out, please, just when I want you to get started, because Social Security falls behind. And sometimes, they're okay. They're within that 4 to 6 week window.
Right.
That they recommend. They recommend that it's going to take them at least 4 to 6 weeks to process your application. Sometimes they're outside of that by quite a bit.
Right.
I ran into something the other day I've never run into before. So this fellow is 66 years old.
Oh, God.
He's continued working, so he was delaying his Part B. Well, now he's decided he's going to retire, so we applied for Part B for him. Fine and dandy. Everything went through. They come back at him, said, he didn't apply for Part A. And I said, what? Because Part A, you get when you turn 65.
Right.
I mean, it costs you nothing. You've got nothing to lose by accepting it. The only thing I can think of is that when he did turn 65, he must have turned Part A down. Because otherwise, they wouldn't have come back and say, we can't issue your Medicare number until you apply for Part A.
Oh, for gosh sakes.
So he's delayed, and he needed, well, today was his retirement date. So he needed his coverage to start today. It's not going to, because now he has to apply. Now he had to have everything delayed because he had to apply for Part A as
well.
And
he doesn't remember if he did turn down Part A.
He doesn't think he did.
Right.
But that's the only explanation I can think of, because normally that is already in place.
When you turn 65, you're right. So mm-hmm. A rolls in, B rolls in, right?
Well, A rolls in because you don't have to pay for it.
Right. And B, then you're going to do.
You could delay it if you choose, if you have credible coverage through an employer. And he did. You know, he had credible coverage through an employer. So he applied for his Part B. He got it. But they can't issue him a number until he applies for his Part A, which is the first time that has ever happened.
In all the years you've been doing it, first time.
First time.
Yeah, see. Oh,
the only thing I can think of is either he turned it down or somebody at Social Security doesn't know what they're doing. That's both are possible.
Yeah, both are possible. Well, like Kathy says, 3 months in advance at least, minimum. I mean, so we can see what's going to happen for y'all. But this is going to, geez, why is this thing getting to be more difficult over the years you've been doing this? The last couple of years, it's getting a little bit crazy.
Well, it has, and it's mainly because, I mean, we have a new administration. We have people who are digging in and finding a whole lot of fraud.
Yeah, boy.
So because of the fraud, they've really had to tighten the rules. Tighten the rules and then also tighten the protocols for applying. They want to make sure that the person who is applying is the person that they say they are.
I get that.
And not somebody from out of the country, some call center. Applying for somebody's Medicare or Social Security and sometimes getting it. So they've cut back on a whole lot of fraud, and that has made it more difficult for normal people, Americans, to apply for their Medicare and their Social Security, and I get that. But just be patient and make sure that you are proactive. You always have to go 3 months ahead of time just to make sure everything goes into place mm-hmm. when you need to have it in place.
I understand a lot of the fraud stuff, and it gets tight, you know, especially doing the stuff online. I get it to that point, but they bring in more people on board to clear all the mess up to help people out. I mean, you already peeved away monies because you guys didn't know what was happening. So let's take care of business, get everybody all on the same page, and start processing over. Yeah, process it, right. It's not going to take a brain surgery to figure that out, but a lot of people are upset, you know, and then changes in plans. Some of the plans you're saying that they can drop you in midstream, that's insanity.
Yeah, and there's some providers out there that they make a decision on the fly. I mean, they were taking your plan last month. But all of a sudden, you get a letter in the mail saying, effective such and such a date, we no longer will be accepting your health care plan. Well, that makes you have to scramble and find another doctor. Because guess what? It's not a reason to change your plan. That's not allowed. It's what we call a SEP or special election.
Right.
They don't open up special election because your doctor dropped you, unfortunately.
True.
So you just have to find another doctor. And that's, you know, people don't like to do that. They get established with a doctor and they like that doctor and they don't want to change. But that's what happens. Or you're going through treatment. I mean, that's in the case of, let's say, Moffitt. If you're going through treatment and they drop your plan, then what?
That's, boy, you talk about getting people all upset.
Yeah,
holy mackerel.
It happens.
And it does happen.
And it has happened. So that's really a difficult thing for special election. Right now we're what we call lock-in. So unless you have a chronic illness, because you can go to a chronic care plan, those are all HMOs.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have one of four chronic illnesses to get in. And that is a cardiovascular disease, congestive heart failure, COPD, or diabetes. Not cancer. Not anything else. Not someone says, but I do have a chronic disease. But it has to be one of those four. So then you could go to an HMO that's geared towards one of those plans, even though we're in lock-in. Another way you can do that is if you have help, like a low-income subsidy for your prescription drug plan that is income-based. If you have a low-income subsidy, then you can change your plan. Or if you're a dual, meaning you have both Medicare and Medicaid, then you can change your plan too. Okay. Or if you move from one zip code to another. But that's pretty much it for a special election. Right now, folks are locked in.
October can't come soon enough for some of these people, though, just to see what happens, especially if they've been dropped midstream.
Especially if they've been dropped by their doctors or they've been dropped. You know, there's not much they can do. They just have to wait it out.
Well, it's going to be crazy. We thought 26 was getting crazy. Now 8.
Yeah, 27 I think is going to be. It's going to be a pivotal year because, most of the procedures and protocols have been put in place by the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services for 2027. So some of the rules changed, and obviously some of the prices are going to change. But, we're still going to have the HMOs and the PPOs under Medicare Advantage. I hope the PPOs, because PPOs have been, I would say, affected the most over some of the cutbacks in cost, because really cut back on the PPOs. Understand, PPOs can be taken out of state, so they typically are administered by, national companies.
Right, yeah.
So there's a few, I would say, more local companies out there, but not very many. PPOs are administered by national companies. And there's been a few PPOs that are just taken off the market in certain areas.
Well, if you need some information on this kind of stuff, give Kathy a call. It's 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337. KECinsuranceServices.com is the website. Check that out as well. You can listen to past programs on there. Send Kathy an email through the website as well. You can also let us know if there's something you need Kathy to talk about. Drop us a line. Say, can you guys discuss this topic, whatever. You can do that on the website, KECinsuranceServices.com. But a lot of these people are probably in a panic, but wondering, God, what is going to happen for next year?
Yeah. Well, Medicare Advantage has been the one thing that changes from year to year. So their plans never remain static. I mean, they all have to cover everything Medicare covers.
Right.
But it's the extra things that are always in play, like over-the-counter items, vision, dental, hearing, transportation, the healthy food cards. Those are the things that they can play with to get the cost down. So those are the things that change from year to year. And also your Part B refund. Those are primarily HMOs that offer that. So they offer to give back money to your Social Security check. And there's a lot of folks out there that really depend on that because maybe their income is low or they survive on Social Security. But they depend on getting that money back because when you think about it, $202.90, which is your Part B premium currently, that's a lot of money.
Yep.
To a lot of people.
And especially if you've got two of them on that, so that's four and change. And
exactly.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
And I understand that. I understand what, for people that have to be put in that position. If you need answers to some of these kind of questions as to what's going to be available. But Kathy will have that open house come October 5th through the 9th. When the plans do start to come out, she'll be able to, after October 1st, be able to give you an idea of what's available. And then you can put pen to paper, the 15th of
the
October?
15th, yeah. We can't take applications prior to the 15th of October.
But you can give them an idea.
I can give you all the information you need so that you can know what it is that you're going to do. And that's the important thing is you can decide what it is you want to do and what plan you want to go to. Once you learn about, you know, what the changes are, if there are any changes, and there might be good news. I mean, there could be some plans that have improved. But the one thing that I am the most concerned about is in the area of PPOs. Because understand, PPOs are fee for service.
Mm-hmm.
You do not have to have a referral with a PPO. If you decide you want to go to this specialist or that specialist, you can call that specialist up, make the appointment, provided that specialist will take the plan. That's why people like a PPO, because they like having that freedom. HMOs require that you get a referral. The referral has to be to a specialist that HMO has in network. So it's less freedom. It's about freedom, basically. The less freedom you have, the less your health care costs.
Well, the thing of it is, my issue with that is the referral deal. You know, it's like an act of Congress to get to see your primary, and then you have to make a referral, and that could take another. I mean,
It depends on the staff at the doctor's office, whether they get those referrals out. Sometimes it depends on the staff. Sometimes it depends on the insurance company. There's a lot of factors involved in getting your referrals and your authorizations to get anything done with an HMO. So there's a lot of frustration with a lot of my clients.
I bet.
With that, a lot of frustration.
Well, a lot of people, though, yeah, they just, we always, as Americans, we want everything done yesterday and can't work that way. But just hang tight. We'll see what happens. That's all we can do.
Yeah, I mean, we're not in control. There are other powers that are in control. There's a crunch in the numbers, and they have to deal with the medical loss ratio,
right?
Which is written into law, and they don't have any choice in that matter. So how medical loss ratio works is, and it doesn't matter what kind of healthcare plan it is. It doesn't matter if it's a supplement or a PPO or HMO. They have to work with 80% of every dollar they take in has to go to services.
Right.
Then that 20% that's left over, they have to pay agents with that. Some of them are not paying agents. They have to pay agents with that, and they have to run their business. They have to keep the lights on, pay their employees, et cetera. So every year that audit, when that audit comes out, they have to be in balance. If they are not in balance, then they have to cut back somewhere, meaning they've given too much in services. Then they have to cut that back, but they don't have any choice. Center for Medicare Services forces them to get back in balance.
A lot of the ancillary benefits that people were starting to get, and then they had to take some back, and they're yelling, well,
The thing is that when people get benefits that they like, and then they take them away, boy, they're not happy about that.
Well, a lot of them didn't. It wasn't supposed to happen in the first place, so you got some bonuses. And
yes.
Then all of a sudden it hit the fan, and they said, wait a minute, we went a little bit overkill on this, so we had to cut back on it. And again, you just... call Kathy, okay? Give her a call if you've got questions. She's going to give you answers. She'll find answers. KECinsuranceservices.com. That's the website. Check that out as well. Past programs that we record, something you want to hear about. If you got a topic, send Kathy an email through the website, KECinsuranceservices.com. And you can also give her a call, 727-735-2337, 727-735-2337, and make an appointment. And you've got a couple of other agents in the house there to help out as well.
I do. So if I am not there or unavailable, believe it or not, I do take a vacation now and then, which
well deserved,
which I need.
Yes,
a little bit of time. But people will ask me all the time. They'll say, "What do you know about Social Security?" I mean, I know a lot about Social Security. So feel free to ask those questions as well, because Social Security and Medicare are the things that I am, you know, very well educated on, and I want to help you make the right decisions. That's my goal in life.
She's been doing this for a long time, and she knows
her biz. I have,
and
I love it. I really love doing what I do.
KECinsuranceservices.com is the website. 727-735-2337 is the phone number. You've been listening to Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. We'll do it again in two.
Absolutely.
Any information we provide is limited to the plans that we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options.